The board conference will.
Is anyone have any questions before we get started?
Yeah, Mary Jo.
Yeah, that sounds like Fred.
Yep.
This conference will.
We've probably talked about this before, but there's a great article in the Network Marketing Times by a woman, Patrika Fripp, her name was, and it's about why speaking at service clubs can pay off in multiple ways for you. And it really was in alignment with what I talked about last week, Bob Berg, when we talked about getting visible in your community. And I know you guys have a lot of things on your platter right now. You're talking about 100 customers in 100 days. You're talking about going out there building a business with endless referrals. And you got Nutriveros, and you're going to have nonprofits. And sometimes you can kind of find yourself into an overwhelmed situation. I don't want you to do that, because I want you to do what feels most comfortable for you, but also stretch yourself a little bit to create something new and different. Because if we keep doing everything we've always been doing, we're going to keep getting the same results. And one of the great ways, Bob Berg said, you got to get out there and get visible in your community. You want to be a known commodity in your community. And so one of the best ways of doing that is to start working with service organizations that are in your community. And there's it's really an invaluable experience for you. So we're going to talk about that a little bit today, and then we'll follow up with, just getting some question answers, how to do that, maybe directional for you. And potentially, I brought up the idea as I was building this and drafting all of this, I started thinking, what would be really awesome is if we built a speakers club, kind of like so that we could, we could lock in some outlines and speeches to give, because I think that a lot of you in the field today aren't doing this for a couple of reasons. I think you're not doing it because, number one, you might feel it's outside your comfort zone, which is one of the reasons you absolutely should jump in it, because anything outside your comfort zone probably is something you ought to evaluate and do, right? It's about pushing us and stretching ourselves, not staying where we are. The second reason, so you don't feel like you have speaking skills, perhaps, so we can conquer that, because there are plenty of ways to do that. But the second thing is you don't feel like you're adequately positioned maybe to draft a speech that you thought would be impactful enough. And there's some of us, like Mary Jo and other people in the organization, Manatech, that love to create speeches. I love to draft outlines, create speeches, put data together, put items together, talk about beginning, the end, what's most important in a speech, the theme that you want to run through it to have the greatest impact on the audience. I mean, some of us have been drafting those from the day we started in Manatech, and so we feel very confident. So I was thinking about maybe putting together a speakers club that we could get a group of presidentials, perhaps, and Lydia and I talked about bringing that up on my mastermind group, which has got 10 presidentials involved in it, and bringing that up and talking about that, and maybe getting a group of presidentials who are willing to commit time and energy around putting together different speeches, and then building a speaking club around that for everybody who wants to tap into those speeches so that you feel like you have a good source or resource where you'd have material to have that. But we'll do more of that after we finish our talk today and get some feedback from you guys. But the first thing is, let's just talk about why we want to do it. Why is visibility in the community going to increase your business? Well, the visibility in your community is going to make you be a resource, right? And one of the visibilities, that's also going to help you draw into, service organizations to do presentations. So you want to build a reputation in your community. You want to build, just like, if you look at your church, right now, if I could look at the parts of my community where I have activity, foundation, my church, and other activities that I'm involved in, the important thing is that people know me for who I am. People look at me and they know me. In my church community, everybody knows me. I'm the love bunny. That's one thing. But they also know me as somebody that is totally committed to other people. I'm a service, I just thrive on service. I thrive on helping people with health. Helping people with, helping their lives, working with them on coaching and counseling, free legal services, my pro bono services are in my community. And I mean, that's my branding. So we want to get our branding out there. And high visibility on branding is very important, because then people approach you. I mean, I rarely have church activities or go to Sundays or go to my church service anymore without somebody approaching me about some health issue or something, where I can support them. And isn't that a wonderful thing? I mean, it's just wonderful. I mean, I can tell you, two people yesterday at church came up to me. The week before, three people talked to me at church. So almost on a weekly basis. And why is that happening? Because of my branding in that community. And that applies to us equally as well in our local communities. Who are we? What's our brand? And developing that is very important to us. So it's first of all or foremost, who are you and are you consistently that person? And some of us have trouble doing that because we let things get in our way. We show evidence negativity. Are we complainers? Are we whiners? What is it that you're presenting out there? So it's about choosing into what your brand is going to be. And I think I passed around to all of you a branding exercise that came from Tony Jury. It's a real nice piece that can help you establish who you are. What do you want people to think about when they meet you and they get to know you? What is that? When they think about you 2 months later, what do you want them to be thinking about? What do you want their response to be? So getting our visibility out is really important. Speaking at events and all that can get your visibility out in even a greater way. And the visibility is what word of mouth, cards, referral business, all of that is absolutely crucial. And speaking at Rotary, Kiwanis, Breakfast Clubs can really, really build your business in a huge way. So why should you give free talks? Because some of you are going, Mary Jo, we're in this world to build money. I need resources for my family. Well, it's because we do a lot of things for free. We do a lot of things. I went out to Portland for free. I'm not billing. No one's paying me to go out there. They gave me a nice little, thank you, Portland, for the wonderful little gift card to Whole Foods, my favorite grocery store. So but that was nice. But it was a time dedication because, again, it's about my contribution. It's about my branding. Who am I? I'm about contribution. I want to contribute. I want to pour into people's lives. I want everybody to be the best they can be. And the only way I can help support people do that is to be in their lives. And so for me, it's about getting out there. So it's about, and we when we get out and we give free talks, when I go and talk at churches and communities and women's breakfasts and things like that, because I get called on to do that from time to time in Dallas-Fort Worth area, it's awesome because it's an opportunity for me to just contribute. And it's goodwill that I'm creating. It's a reputation I'm creating. It's being that people person that cares about everybody and anybody she gets in contact with and wants to serve the community. So you want to build that goodwill, and that's why money means nothing. The goodwill will produce more. It's the whole concept of biblical scripture about as you sow, so shall you reap. And this, how true is that? So you really want to get out there and make yourself available. People appreciate you. They value you just for the fact that you want to give a free speech, right? And every club and group is always constantly, the people that work on the committees to bring in speakers, they're always looking for a fresh new spirit, a fresh new speaker to get out there and talk. It brings you recognition and business leads, which is exactly what you're looking for. And that's why you do it. So when you go out and you do these talks or you get involved doing public speaking at service clubs and things like that, what should you talk about? And two categories, Patrika in her article talked about two questions to answer. What you should talk about is what do you know that other people want to know? What do you know that other people want to know? Answer that question. And then also answer the question, what do you know that other people should know? And what I did for the call this morning when I was building this outline, I just sat back and I started tapping into my own brain and saying, okay, so what do we know as a group of, not isolated to Mary Jo, because you guys probably can't speak about the tax benefits of a home-based business, or you can't talk about, some of the business background. I have a legal background and all, so I'm not making it specific to Mary Jo, which isn't what I want to talk about anyway, because it's not going to drive my business. But if the people needed to hear some of that, maybe I would do that. But how to invest in the real estate market and some top 10 suggestions on that. Those are specialty interests of mine that are on the side, or how to start your own foundation. I could talk on that. But what I did is I said, okay, so let me isolate Mary Jo in terms of network marketing, in terms of Manatech. What could any one of us on this call speak about? And I, without really stretching my brain very much, I came up with 8 topics. And you could look at those and give me some feedback, too, from the call today. It would be great from you guys if you can think of some other things that might work. But they're endless. There must be, if I can come up with 8 without even really nudging my brain very much, how many can you come up with? So how to achieve optimal health. Now, to you, that might sound that's kind of, been around for a long time, but there are a lot of people that want to achieve optimal health. And or you could use how to maximize energy in your life. How to lead a healthy, fulfilled life, you know, something like that. You know, something in that regard. Because people are interested in health. They're interested. So achieve optimal health is something that you might want to put out there. That's words that have rings to them. And I know a lot of people that are looking to get healthier. The second one was social entrepreneurship. What is it and how it can change your life and the world? There are a lot of people today that still have never heard of the word social entrepreneurship. I know that a lot of Manatech associates go out there and they use that as their elevator speech. When somebody says, well, what do you do for a living? You say, I'm a social entrepreneur. I'm helping to change the world through my business model. And people go, really? Wow. I mean, you see, they say, but social entrepreneur, and people go, what is social entrepreneurship? And that immediately begins to create a conversation piece. So, again, I think that would be a huge topic. And you guys, all of us know enough about social entrepreneurship because we've been looking at it for 2 years with Manatech. If you don't, there are plenty of great books out there. Mary Jo's done numerous trainings on manatrain.net. You can go back to the website and dig those up on social entrepreneurship. So it's just a wonderful, wonderful category to speak on because it's so new. Another one would be how you, too, can be an ambassador to end global malnutrition in children. So maybe if people are interested in, hey, how can we stop global malnutrition in children? That might be something that you can do. And the fourth one I came up with is how Dallas-Fort Worth, for you it would be whatever your community would be, right? So you could say how Madison, Wisconsin, or how, you know, Des Moines can be the difference in the battle against malnutrition in Iowa, or how Dallas-Fort Worth can be the difference in the battle against malnutrition in Texas. Isn't that a fun topic? In your own local community, how they can be the difference in fighting the battle against malnutrition in your state. So you could try to pinpoint how your community can play a bigger role in the state that you live in. That might attract a lot of attention of people that want to make a statement with their activities in their own state. Number five was entrepreneurship is the answer to America's future economic stability. Right? And you could say, well, wow, I don't know if I could talk on that. Well, I did a Monday call on the book, I think it was a book review, I think it was called The Jobs War, right? You can look back. I did it last year, and I loved it. I mean, it was an excellent book, and it talks about entrepreneurship, how that can happen in the community, and it really leads into what you're all about, entrepreneurship. Next six, home-based business, a real answer for the unemployed. How about that for an intriguing thing? People are always interested in how can we support the unemployed. We still have high unemployment rates. Texas is probably the best state in the country now. I know they like to talk about it all the time. I'm not always big into braggadocious, but they tend to do that around here. Everything is big in Texas. So anyway, but it's the home-based, the whole concept of that the unemployment rate, it's still as high no matter where you are. And if you can come into your community and speak on something like that to a Lions Club or Kiwanis Club, they're going to be excited about that because they're looking for answers for their own local community as well as for their state. So it could present a real opportunity for you. Another one, take back responsibility for your own health. People are looking for that. Local communities are looking for that. They're all trying desperately to find ways that they can make a difference, right? So another, health is a big thing. And reversing our local or national health care crisis lies within each one of us. Just another way of stating it. So I just put eight things down there, and I don't know, anyone out there in the audience today, listening today, who can think of a topic that you would use. Anyone want to get off mute and just throw out a topic of something that you could think of talking about that you'd feel comfortable with or that would be a neat topic? I'm making people think today. Inner reaction, they're going, oh my gosh, Mary Jo, Monday morning's for us to listen to you, not to inner react. Anyone, ideas? No one's thinking this morning. Okay, if you have some ideas on topics, what I'd like to do, like I said, I talked earlier about putting together a speakers bureau. Does anyone think that's a good idea? Are we getting feedback from that? Would that make sense? if any of you guys would like to be, put together like a speakers bureau, that we would have a group of speeches available for people and different topics that would pop up that people could draft up on. What do you think? Some of you are going, Mary Jo, I'm not going to speak in front of a group no matter what you draft. No. Okay, we have a sleepy group this morning. Maybe my ideas are just not hitting home. All right, so we'll move on. We'll talk about that later. Okay, people are not interested in hearing a sales pitch. So when you go to speak in front of Lions groups or Kiwanis clubs, you want to make sure that you don't make it a sales pitch. So am I going to get out there and talk about Nutrivirus per se? No, I'm not going to talk about it. I'm not going to, my topic is not going to be Nutrivirus, right? It's going to be something that's more, I'm not going to be about selling. I could talk about real food nutrition, why it's critical today. I mean, you could bring that up, real food versus synthetic. You could talk about that, but I don't think that's a good, per se, maybe a topic. It would be about, you know, understanding our health problems from a food perspective. And then just doing an educational piece on what we've done to our foods. I mean, that's a great topic. I didn't even write that one down, but I love that one because we could talk about that endlessly, about our genetically modified, about our engineered proteins, about what we've done to, you know, with our soils, what we've done with all the things that we've done with, you know, not letting our soils rest, the things we do with pesticides, the thing what we've done with corn to make it now something that's regulated by the FDA because it's got in its DNA, it's got pesticides in its DNA. I mean, all these things, Monsanto, we could talk about Monsanto. They could be the topic of your conversation, but that's another category. But again, it's not about, it's going to make you a professional. It's going to make you somebody knowledgeable. It's going to build you in the eyes of the people around you that you're professional in your area and you know a lot about a specific topic. Because what makes an expert? A person that just knows a little bit more than the last guy. That's an expert, okay? But again, you're not a sales pitch, so don't try to go there and sell. Don't do a talk about Manitech. Don't do a talk about Nutrivirus. Don't take one product, but do a talk about a general topic that's going to give you a lot of visibility. Your goal is to be interesting, informative, and even entertaining. Some of you go, oh my gosh, how can I be entertaining? You can be, and maybe you want to work with somebody who's in the I quadrant in your arena to help you have a little bit of entertainment in your talk. The result is the audience members are going to want to have a conversation with you. They're going to want to get to know you better. They're going to want to get to be closer to you. They're going to be attracted to you as a person of interest. They're going to be attracted to you because you have value that you can contribute into their lives. And what happens is, through that process, you build conversations with people. Conversations lead to friendship, they lead to referrals, they lead to customers, and they lead to partnerships. So all of those are the net result of what you're doing. So you see the whole premise is get in front of a group of people, give a talk on a topic that people can be interested in, and then lead it into a friendship, a referral, a customer, a partnership. How do you get invited to speak? Well, what she suggests in her article is you first develop your speech. What do you want to be? So pick a topic that you want your speech on. I also want to add to this, develop your speaking skills if necessary. In other words, where do you do that? Toastmasters or other like organizations are available in your community. And there are zillions of people out there that are involved in network marketing who have gone through Toastmasters for the exclusive reasons of just learning how to put words together, put their thoughts together, organize a structured speech, a structured, way to present. Because even if you're not speaking in front of Toastmasters, don't we present every day? I mean, in front of a Kiwanis Club or a Lions Club, don't we do presentations every day? Well, hopefully you are, because that's what our business is about, doing presentations every day. So if you can enhance your communication skills in the presentations you're giving, you're going to be much more effective in network marketing. So maybe one of the things you ought to put on your agenda for 2012, you know what, Mary Jo, I've been listening to this for 10 years. I've never done it. I'm committed to going doing it. I think Toastmasters can help anyone, no matter how proficient you think you are at giving talks. I think it can help improve your speaking skills. And improving speaking skills is always going to improve your business when you're involved in network marketing. Because what do we do 24/7? We relate to people, we communicate with them, we pass on information, we help support them do something better in their lives through a mechanism we call network marketing. How to improve people's lives. and we improve it also through the products we convince them to take. What we get them to understand is the best solution for them to take. So anytime we can improve our speaking skills, we're always being better in our network marketing arena. So I highly recommend that everyone on this call either go get some, you know, look around in your environment. You might even find a class at a local community college on speaking skills. And you might take that course. It might be once a week for a semester. That would be awesome. Or go to, again, Toastmasters, whatever. Put that on your agenda and checklist of what to do this week and see if you can handle it. You might find a summer school course, right, that has that. In fact, I told Lydia when I was doing this talk, I said, I'd like to do that. And some people think, well, Mary Jo, but you already speak all the time. Trust me. I can get better. I know that. I know there are a lot of ways I can improve in my speaking skills. So we all can improve. And what is our world about? Growth. Because we're either in one of two states. We're either growing or decaying. And you know what my choice is? The G word, the growth. I want to stay in growth. Develop your speech, but also develop your speaking skills. So that's all comes in one. Second, tell all you know you are available to speak at local clubs, programs. So get the word out that you're a speaker and you love to share good news about health, about social entrepreneurship, about how to reverse our economic woes, how to help the unemployed, and start getting the word out that that's what you want to do. You can also, that by word of mouth is going to generate interest for people. Third, you want to search online for service clubs in your town or city. And so I chose to do that myself because I said, well, I'm telling all these guys to do it. Let me go do it for Dallas-Fort Worth. And I can't even begin to tell you how many sheets of paper I generated. Of course, I'm in a rather large community of Dallas-Fort Worth. Some of you are in smaller communities. But do community service organizations. Use that as your search word, community service organizations. And you will find massive numbers of them. I mean, I found a whole list of just volunteer organizations that was endless. Community service ideas, nonprofit organizations, community service programs. And then I found things like specific ones, Habitat for Humanity, social service organizations, teens volunteering, Red Cross, Lions Club, Salvation Army, Rotary Club, Locks of Love, I don't know what that is, Peace Corps, community agencies, human service organization, national service organization, fraternal organizations, Optimist Club, Kiwanis Club, volunteerism. These are just a bunch of related searches that you can do, all of which can generate ideas for you and clubs for you and service organizations where you can put yourself in front of them to be available to give a talk. And Lydia and I are, again, this is another category that I haven't done in the past, and I want to start doing. I found myself speaking in front of churches and women's groups and things like that, but I want to start expanding that out in a greater community way. Okay? So then after you find the specific club or organization, the next step is find the person who's the chairperson, the program chairperson for that community. You want to talk to the decision maker. Who is in charge of your weekly, monthly programs or speakers, right? Well, that's what you want to find out. Yep. I hear somebody get off mute. A blip? Or somebody have a comment? Hello? I think somebody accidentally got off mute. Okay. Anyway, so what you want to do is you want to find that program chairperson. And here's a quote that came out of this gal's article that I read. An entertaining, interesting talk on any subject that is professionally delivered is always well received. You now have a chance to make yourself and your business more visible in the community. So again, it's increasing your visibility. That's building that goodwill in your community so that you have more people approaching you for what you really want to create. How do you maximize the experience? So these are some ideas for you. Number one, be easy to work with. And she really gave three steps to being easy to work with. The first step was write your own short introduction. So whatever the title of your speech is, why you're the one to give it, in the importance of the subject matter that you have. So you want to put that in an introduction, a short introduction, okay? So that they can use that. You know, you want to be easy. If you make it really easy to work with you, what are they going to do? They're going to have you back to speak on other topics or the same topic again. They're going to enjoy. You want to make sure the experience they have with you, working with you, is a incredibly happy, good feeling, you know, productive, energetic experience, something that's very positive. So you want to leave a great taste in their mouth. Not somebody has to be chased down, you know, waits till the last minute to get their introduction for their purposes of putting in their newsletter or putting it on their website or their blog. You want to be right there on top of it 24/7. So they know that you're a person of commitment, a person that goes above and beyond. I call this, in Tony Jerry words, exceed their expectations, right? If you just wrote that as your mantra in life, I want to exceed people's expectations. If you just lived a life like that, that's Tony, a motto of Tony Jerry, you will create phenomenal results in your life. And sometimes what we do is we barely meet people's expectations to get things done. And what we want you to do is exceed their expectations. So write your own introduction, right, and send that off to them. Make your short biography available to the club as well, because they might want to put it in the newsletter. And then they also have websites and advertising the program. So you might want to also put together a good photo and link to your website if you have one. Now, for us, if our website is Manatech, you wouldn't want to put that in there. But you would want a good photo that they could see, okay, as well. So that's what you want to do, okay? So everybody get that clear? If you want to build your own website, some people have their own website. Mostly that I see out there, a lot of them are presidentials who built their own website. Lydia's in the process of doing that for us because I really want to get out there and start speaking on lots of topics, more so than even what's on here. So you might want to become more visible that way as well. And you could do that, but I'm not advocating that for the average Manatech associate. That's a little bit more than you might want to tackle. But because you don't need your own website to become a public speaker in your community. You just need to have a good topic. That's all. And it's all about formulating a title for a good topic that you can go and promote at one of these organizations. You want to attend. Number two, be early to the event. The last thing you need to do is cause chaos because you show up 1 minute before you're supposed to start speaking. They're never going to want to have you back. Because why? Because you're not easy for them. They want to have easy. They don't want to have anxiety and stress. And you never know, you might not have it. Okay, this is especially good for you eyes in this group, because the eyes in the group never have anxiety and stress. They can show up at the last minute and be well prepared, not even with an outline, and just kind of jump up, and because it's all about being on stage for the eyes. They want to be on stage. The problem is you might be working with the C quadrant, and you know that C quadrant is going to want to have you there, have you all plugged up, get your name tag on, get all the things done, put your microphone on, make sure and they're going to want to review with you how they're going to introduce you. They're going to be so conscientious of all the I's dotted, T's crossed, and if you come flying in at the last minute, you're going to totally drive them crazy. Now that might be some of your goals in your life, but that's not a good thing to do if you want repetitive visibility from this organization. So show up early. You also want to show up early because why? You want to meet everybody that's at the event. You want to start circulating with people, introducing yourself as the speaker and, you know, finding out where the people are from and who they're associated with, getting their cards and going, you know what, I love to give speeches and talks on all sorts of different information regarding our community and social entrepreneurship and health. And so, you know, if you would like me to come and speak on something like that for your club, I'd be more than happy to. And collect their cards. They could give you a whole new network of people that you could be speaking two or four, okay? So make sure you get there early. Number three, you want to have a handout or flyer. You want to develop a one-page flyer detailing key points and information on your topic. Why? Because you want to leave them with something, right? You're offering your contacts. It gives them information about what you're speaking on. It allows them to take notes. It allows them to feel more confident that you know what you're doing. It gives them something to go back, and if they wanted to present it to their club, they could say, hey, I heard this incredible speaker. Here's part of the outline of what she spoke on. I think we ought to consider having her come to our organization, right? And make sure it's professional. Some of you type it up at the last minute and print it off, and it's got four different fonts, and the numbers don't line up. And I mean, this is a disaster. Remember, what you present to them is who you are. So you want to make a presentation to them being the best you can be, looking the most professional as possible. Exceed their expectations. Okay, next, collect business cards. This is above and beyond getting there early. So one of the suggestions she makes that when you do these kind of things, you can have a drawing for some kind of small prize. I don't know what that would look like, but you can make it something. It can't be a tub of Nutriveras, right? Like you could do a small drawing for a free health consult or something like that. Something that, you know, of value. Or you could, if you had a chiropractor in your organization, you could get a free chiropractic adjustment. Or you could, you know, something that you could tie in that would be tied directly to what you're speaking on or similar to that. So there has to be some relationship. You want to have a free drawing for, you know, a six-pack of beer at the local, you know, liquor store. I mean, that just wouldn't fit what you're doing, right? So you got to make sure it's in alignment and integrity with what your speech is on. But so you could have a free drawing. That would cause people to do what? Drop their cards into the bowl. So you could have a free drawing. And then if you have a website or blog, you want to drive traffic to it. So that's just another helpful hint of your behavior at this event. So all of this gets to build an experience for you about what that looks like for you when you go and do a speech out in your community at one of the local service communities. And her closing comment, and I put a quote at the end, she said, speaking before a group might be a little intimidating at first. However, keep in mind that this can be the beginning of many long-term relationships you'll build. Start today, and with time, you'll sharpen your skills. Step up on the podium and profit from the experience. And I totally agree with her. I think it's a great opportunity for all of you to get your presence out in your community, to become your brand, to stand up for what you believe in, stand up in what is very strong, what is your intentionality around who you are in your community. And now I want to open up for just question answers, and people tell me about how you may have been doing this, how you may have done it in the past, you know, what your experiences have been. Interest in Speakers Club. Just let's open up the field. We got about 10, 15 minutes left, so let's have some open discussion from everybody on the call this morning about doing these kind of talks. Everybody, whoever wants to talk, get yourself off mute.
Mary Jo, this is Evgene in Kansas.
Hi, Evgene. What's up?
I picked up Dr. Rowland's packages, and one of them I found was completely delightful and fits in with this. It was How I Raised Myself from Failure to Success by Frank Betcher. He said, do you remember to say his last name, like Betcher Life? But he wrote it.
Frank Betcher?
Betcher. And you can find the book on Dr. Rowan's site in his library.
This is Dr. Rome, R-O-H-M, our guy that was at Manifest, right?
Yes.
Okay,
and it
great.
Was a very good read, and he had taken the course from Dale Carnegie.
Yeah, Dale Carnegie has some great courses on speaking and stuff, right?
And Dale Carnegie told him he needed to write this book.
Great.
So, the foreword is by Dale Carnegie in this book. It's an old book, but it's right up to date.
Great. Give me the name one more time for the people listening today.
How I Raised Myself from Failure to Success in Selling.
Wonderful.
The title me off, but when I got into it, I read it in a very short time.
Great. Great, great, great.
Oh.
That's good. Good, good.
Mary Jo, I have a question. After you give a talk somewhere and we don't mention our products, et cetera, is the way that it helps build our business by getting the business cards, or is there any way to incorporate into the talk some way that it's going to benefit us, you know, that we're not just talking these general topics and everything without it actually benefiting us?
Well, number one, you're going to be now recognized in your community as somebody that has an expertise on that topic. So if the topic has anything to do with health, what do you think is going to happen? People will now look at you as somebody that's into natural health, okay? Or social entrepreneurship, how to build your own business. People will acknowledge you as somebody that could help share with how people can start their own business. All of that leads to Manatech business for you, right?
Okay.
Right? Got it? So that's what you're trying to do, is put yourself out there as somebody that is an expert. And remember what an expert is. It doesn't mean that you're the most knowledgeable on the face of the earth. It just means you know more than somebody else. And you probably know more than somebody else in that room, and most of the people in that room, about health. And you probably know more than most of the people in that room about how to build a home-based business and how it can help our economy. And if you do a book review like, you know, the jobs war or something like that, the coming jobs war, you know, you're going to know more about what the predictions are for our economy around entrepreneurship and the importance of becoming an entrepreneur. So all of these things are going to lead for you to people to be around you, to respect you, to have information on that. And, you know, and you could, you know, you hand out, you know, they hand out your, you collect their cards, you can hand them your cards and have, now, I wouldn't hand them my cards from, if I did social entrepreneurship, you might hand them your social entrepreneurship Navigate card, right? If that's what you did. It's follow me? So there are a lot of ways that you can promote your business that way, if that's your topic. If your topic is on health, you might hand out your green health Navigate card to people. You know, that could be another way with a promotional video. But that's another way that you can grow your business. But your most important thing in these clubs is to get your name out in the public as acknowledged as a speaker who has knowledge in these areas so that they will come to you for future referrals. When you pick up their business cards, you follow up with them. You can get everybody who's there, and you can call them up and say, you know what, I know you're at my talk the other day, and I'm looking for some feedback. What did you think about the talk? Hey, you know, did it, and get feedback. And then what's your next question? Is there any way I can serve you or your family or people that you know?
Okay.
Follow me?
Yeah.
You get it?
Mm-hmm.
There you go.
Yeah.
Yeah, every card, every person, every card that you get should be a follow-up phone call. Your opening premise is, hello, John, this is Mary Jo Hilliker. I just spoke at the Kiwanis Club. I know you were there. I just am calling back to get some feedback. What did you think about the presentation? And listen to what they say. Mm-hmm. Now, that's not really the purpose why you're calling them, but you're setting that up as the purpose of call. And then when you get done and you communicate back and forth, because that can generate conversation, and then you can say, well, you know, I help people achieve the greatest health they can through a natural way, and I'm just wondering if there's a way I can support you or your family or anyone that you might know who might be interested in my services. Got it?
Yep. That's great.
There you go, sister. Yeah.
Mary Jo, I've got a quick FYI.
Yep.
You said Locks of Love. I don't know what that is. Locks of Love is an organization where people can donate at a minimum, I believe, of 10 to 12 inches of hair, and they create natural wigs for children that have cancer.
How cool. See, I didn't know that. I was just reading off my laundry list I came across this morning. Yeah, great. Isn't that neat? But see, you might be able to do some, you know, you might be able to go with that organization, might have, you know, some kind of talks about health, right? They're totally related to health.
Yes.
Yeah. And you could do a health presentation for Locks of Love, just saying, you know, what steps can we take to be healthier so that we can hopefully down the road see less of this cancer? I mean, we can create hair, and that's a wonderful concept. But isn't our goal really to how do we do the best job we can from a eating perspective and drinking perspective and how we treat our bodies to avoid cancer in our lives, right? And you might want to give a talk on that, how to be as healthy as we can be with the auspices that you're suggesting. You're not going to say we treat, heal, or mitigate cancer, but the idea is, you know, our number one thing here should be prevention. Once it happens, we can be beautiful and help people once they're in that situation, but why wouldn't we want to take a little approach on prevention? Yeah. Good. Great. Thank you. Who else? Any other ideas from the field?
Mary Jo, this is Joni in Arizona.
Hi Joni.
I was thinking about, and this really ties into it, in the area of churches, I've been a supporter of World Vision for a long time, and Richard Stern wrote the book, There's a Hole in Your Gospel. I don't know if you're familiar with it, but social entrepreneurism would really fit in that, because what he's saying is that we're all talk and no do, basically, in terms of addressing the needs and the hurts of the world. And I had thought to process myself as a speaker in different churches, just to I think that, talking about social entrepreneurism, have the way churches...
Joni, you're vibrating a lot. I don't think it's just me. Your voice is vibrating. I don't know whether it's some interference. Did you move in your house or get on speaker or something?
No, I was hearing somebody's crashing pans or something like that. So.
Oh, it could be somebody else that didn't get off of mute when they unmuted. I mean, they didn't go back on mute. Okay, great. Go ahead. Now you sound clear. Go ahead. Start that over again. I just wanted to be clear to everybody.
It's just the whole idea of where to go with that within a church. You know, when you're calling a church, whom, you know, that's kind of where I'm stuck. I've developed the whole outline in the speech and that kind of thing, but how to call a church and offer to speak
at churches?
You know, I can understand with service organizations how to go about doing that, but in churches specifically, you know, where to go with that?
Yeah, it's a good question. I've never thought about. You know, I've given talks at other at churches, but it usually ends up because they find out what I'm doing through my pastor. Probably the best way to do it, let's talk about that, just from my experience. My pastor, my pastor's wife, they know that I've done numerous, you know, health talks at my church. And so when they they have a pastoral community where they associate with each other from time to time, and they have different local meetings and things, and they pass the word on. And using your own pastor in your church or whatever to be the one that opens those gates for you is terrific. So that's just a suggestion.
Okay, because that really confirms, because I am a pastor's wife. And
I know, that's what I was just thinking. I'm going, but she is a pastor's wife.
that's
what I'm saying.
Really the women that make this work, you know, in terms of in a church, something that touches the heart and a mission-minded, that kind of thing.
Right. Well, then you know what you want to do, Joni, is you're a pastor's wife, so my number one target market would be all the pastor's wives in your community. And approach the pastor's wives and tell them what you're doing and where your heart and passion is, and you'd love to come in and speak for a women's group in their church or, you know, whatever they like to, whatever they think that, you know, just and ask them, what can you think about, how would that look for your church, right?
Okay.
That'd be cool. And get their ideas, because a lot of times we call, when we tap into people, a lot of times we come with our agenda and what it needs to look like. I think when you call up people and you say, you know what, this is Joni Meyer, I'm calling on behalf of this, and I just want to share with you what's on my heart. This is what I've been doing. This is what I put together. Can you see any way that you, as a pastor's wife for your church, could utilize that with your women's groups or any way that, you know, because I'm more than willing to come and do a presentation and a talk and you know, help drive some motivation and get people really active in this area or support any activity you already have going on. Follow me? And ask them, do you see any way? And listen, let them do a suggestion. How's that?
That sounds great. Thank you.
Yep. Empowers them. Empowers them to be creative as well. Good. Thanks, Joni. And keep up the great work. What a blessing. And yes, I do know that book. There's a Hole in Your Gospel. It was actually, I was advised to read it on my first mission trip when I went to Brazil. One of the people on that trip. Yes. Great.
Yeah. And as a foreign missionary myself, that book really put it well out there that we can impact the world. We don't just have to stay in our local church community. And, you know, it really fits with social entrepreneurism.
Absolutely.
I wanted to really support your speakers club idea, because it would be someone like me that could put something like that together, but offer that outline at least. And then somebody else is doing a health talk and put that outline into a speakers club. So there are resources for people who really want to get out and talk.
Yep, that was my whole goal, because I really believe, so you agree with me that you think that a lot of the reason people aren't doing this is they don't feel like they either have the aptitude or, you know, the confidence to build a speech that would be worthy of being heard. I mean, they get stuck in, well, I can't do that, and I go, yeah, I don't want to support anyone thinking that, but, you know, and I don't want to be the enabler, but I think if we had a speaker, if we had a a group of speeches that we worked on and we, you know, fine-tuned and people contributed. You could always take them and edit them yourself, but at least we had a base speech that we thought was very substantial and could really support people. Good. Thanks, Joni.
Great idea.
Yeah, you bet. Thanks. I'll put your name in there.
Okay.
Thanks, Joni. Anyone else? Okay, everybody. Oh, there's somebody. I got one more.
This is Nancy, and I just think it's a great idea, so keep working with it. We'll really appreciate it.
All right. Thanks, Nancy. Thanks for the support. Anyone else, if you want to send us emails or give us some ideas on it or other topics of speeches, I want to bring it forward with my mastermind group tomorrow and maybe get circulated with other presidentials that I enjoy working with and see if we can't form a group to do that. I think it'd be I just think it would be a godsend to a lot of people out there to just be able to tap into something like that to give them another, just one more approach on how you do the business. We have a lot, and I don't mean to overwhelm your platters, but we do need to, you know, step into a lot of different mechanisms. You know, we can't just go out there and say, okay, Mary Jo, I'm going to just do this one thing. I mean, you could do that, but you really are limiting yourself when you don't try to expand your vision for who you are and what you can become and how many lives you can touch. And that's really why we're here in the first place, is to touch lives. So, okay, everybody, keep up all the great work with Nutriverus, for free program, 100 customers in 100 days, all this great stuff out there, and get ready for some great presentations next week. I want you all to just have a blessed Memorial Day weekend, and I'm going to keep you all in my prayer that this business continues to grow for you and opens up new doors for you. And when you go take off on that Memorial Day weekend, whatever you might be doing, make a commitment just to maybe come back with 5 new contacts or something. You just want to continue to push yourself, because that little comfort zone you're living in isn't going to work for you. You want to push yourself out there, and that's what Joni's saying too. That's what this book is about. This book is about really getting outside your comfort zone. It's about, you know, making a difference in a big way, that we're more about talk than do, and we need to be more about do than talk. What do you think? All right, everybody, love you all. Have a great week, and again, happy Memorial Day weekend, and we'll be back in touch 2 weeks from today. Don't forget to miss Sam's talk next Tuesday night, and tomorrow night, Al Bala and Kevin Robbins. Thanks, everybody. Talk to you soon.